of Velfred's family. We want to thank you all so very much for being here and bringing your love and all of your memories to the funeral home to help us to celebrate Alfred's life. Following the service today, we're going to ask all of you if you could please pass by the casket one final time, but there will be a visitation continuing following the service here. And tomorrow there will be a burial at Cornell Cemetery, and that will be directly at 10:30 at the cemetery. Everyone who will be attending that will go directly to the cemetery. If any of you need directions, please stop by the office and we'll have directions for you. So with that, we want to please start the service. Thank you.
We've asked Brother David Naminsky to come forward and seek the Lord's blessing on this service.
Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we come before Thee to render our appreciation and thanks for the life that we have learned to know, for our life and for the life of our dear brother Alfred, and all the examples that he gave us. And we thank Thee, dear Lord, as You have designed it in Your great plan of salvation, that we may be able to bring forth Thy praises and Thy glory unto Thee for all the many measures of love that Thou hast showered upon the world of mankind. And we do seek Thy blessing to be upon us as we endeavor to follow along this narrow way, endeavoring to be more pleasing to Thee, so that we may be able to be more useful for Thee in the fruition of Thy kingdom, as we endeavor to be more loving and kind. And so we commit these thoughts to Thy care and guidance over us also, dear Lord, as we endeavor to follow in the footsteps of Brother Alfred, who has laid down many of these principles before us. And we only thank You for the gift of Thy dear Son, who has certainly made it possible for all of the world of mankind to receive life forever after. So we commit ourselves into Thy hands, and the words of our dear brother Rick, that we may be encouraged, that we may be able to be built up greater in this most holy faith. And now we ask it all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We too like to thank you all for coming and being an encouragement and a comfort to the family members, and also to honor the memory of an old soldier of the cross who has graduated from the school of Christ and has entered into what reward the Heavenly Father would have for him after his over 60 years of consecrated walk in the narrow way. I'd like to say at the outset that you've heard in the opening prayer, and you'll hear from me, that we refer to Alfred as Brother Alfred at times. And I'd just like to state that he was a Bible student, non-denominational, that many of you here, including myself, are Bible students, members of different congregations around the country. And our creed is the Bible. And our standard is the Word of God. And of thus saith the Lord, would settle the debate on what we would believe and doctrinally hold near and dear. And this is what Alfred believed. And when we say brother or sister, it's a brother or sister who has dedicated or consecrated their life to serve the living God and to be a footstep follower of Jesus Christ. Brother Alfred Burns was 88 years old, dying on December 30th. He was the last surviving member of a family of seven, three brothers, three sisters, and himself. He has several nieces and nephews, sister-in-law, who still survive and remember him, as well as many dear friends. And those who met and worshiped with Alfred in the same place, same congregation for many years, all of these will have a little hole in their life with his having passed to his reward. Many of us here might have only seen Alfred occasionally in recent times, for whatever reason, but the others of you here saw him weekly and some even daily on his final days. And with the transition, we know for you there's a relief for him and the end of any hardship and suffering he endured, which by the grace of God we understand was minimal at the end, even though he was growing weaker the last year and a half. But it is a change. But with the change comes the hope, not only for Alfred, but for all who have gone into the grave. And this is one of the things that were near and dear and precious to Alfred as well. Now, there's some here and some not here who had been a great help to Brother Alfred in his final days. You know who you are. A lot of it has been done in secret, but the Lord God, who sees in secret, will reward you openly in due time. For those who give a cup of cold water unto one of his little ones, they themselves shall be rewarded in due time in the Lord's wisdom. So we'll not mention names here, knowing that the Heavenly Father will be your rewarder. Alfred and the family did not want much of a eulogy, and we appreciate that. We would like to talk for a few moments about a few aspects of Alfred's life that we think we can learn from as we look to a life of dedication to God. One of the aspects that we appreciated was that Alfred had wanted to be in the medical field, maybe even a doctor. But he quit college to pursue a consecrated walk with the Lord. He felt that the time and energy spent in pursuing a medical career would detract from his time that he wanted to spend in serving the Lord. He inherited, as it were, the family farm, taking care of both his father and mother as a caregiver at the farm. Thereafter, he also was a caregiver to several others for quite a long time. We really appreciate how he was willing to open up his home to these other relatives and take care of them. And in fact, the bit of medical knowledge that he did have at a number of occasions served him well to benefit these dear ones. One of the things that Brother Alfred was motivated by about the time of World War II was that amongst Bible students, it's an individual matter of conscience, yet many Bible students feel that they cannot conscientiously serve in the military. And he was motivated to write a resolution concerning Bible students who would be conscientiously opposed to participating in the military but willing to serve equal time in public service. That resolution is with us to this day for Bible students who want to take advantage of that, for this is recognized by the military and the government. This was quite a contribution since the time of after World War II with both the Korean and Vietnam conflicts. Another aspect that we appreciate about Brother Alfred is that he was very conscientious and very dedicated, and he was a principled man. But it was not just his opinion. He tried to develop his conscience and form his idea of principle upon his understanding and study of God's Word. To this end, he dedicated his life and spent his whole life considering how principle would affect one's conduct. In this, he participated in an aspect of service that was a first amongst Bible students, and that was developing 13 different television programs that were shown in the late 50s on various local stations around the country. He was instrumental in this because he was a dynamic individual. He sought out ways in which he could fulfill his vows unto the Lord. One of the culminating experiences of that TV work was a production called King of Kings and Lord of Lords with a brother, Ed Fay. And this was seen by many, and even after that time, it has been shown occasionally on TV. But I want you to remember back that that was rather a pioneering work in the late 50s. Another aspect of Brother Alfred's life was working with young people. Even when he himself was rather young, in his early 30s, he was involved with young Bible students, some not consecrated as of yet, others who were. But he brought these young people out to the farm as one aspect of it, and would use a combination of farm life and nature with the Bible to help instill a sense of awe toward God and an appreciation of God's truths. Another aspect that Brother Alfred was very involved in was trying to help young people and other brethren to be involved in serving God in a seeming simple task of putting out tracts on doors throughout the Chicagoland area. They would be called tract meets, and brethren would meet and gather on Saturdays and distribute tracts by the thousands. In fact, I've learned that the printers of the tracts were unable to keep up with the demand. They were putting out so many that locally a little press was purchased to produce the tracts and the quantities needed for distribution. Tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of tracts went out, each one a little point of light that went forth, and you and I will not know while in the flesh how these might have affected various individuals regarding their belief in God's Word and their relationship to God. But, Lord willing, we'll know in the sweet by and by. But we do know and can say from those kind of efforts